USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is comparing the congressional impeachment inquiry to a lynching, setting off shockwaves through the nation. Alicia Brooks is the outreach director with the Southern Poverty Law Center.
The president often uses inflammatory words to describe the troubles that he finds himself in.
At the White House, there's a different reaction with spokesman Hogan Gidley.
He's not comparing himself to those dark times. Let's be very clear about what he's doing. He is receiving zero due process from Democrats on the Hill. That's what he's talking about.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Given the history in our country, I would not compare this to a lynching. That was an unfortunate choice of words.
And South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
I think lynching is being seen as somebody taking the law in their own hands and out to get somebody for no good reason.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The Trump administration official who wrote an anonymous essay about resistance from the inside now has a book deal. The book, which is titled The Warning, will come out November 19th, more than a year after the essay appeared in the New York Times that said many within the administration were actively blocking some of President Trump's orders. The essay was published September of 2018. So far, no one has named the official, despite widespread speculation and the president's own suggestion that the author's identity be investigated. Hatchett Books is calling it an unprecedented behind-the-scenes portrait that offers a shocking first-hand account of President Trump and his record. The author will be identified as a senior Trump administration official. According to the publisher, the author accepted no advance and will donate a portion of the royalties to nonprofits that focus on accountability and standing up for truth in oppressive countries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
More pro-democracy protests are continuing in Hong Kong.
Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri was over in Hong Kong visiting for 2 days. We urged the protesters to be as nonviolent as possible and claim that the city is sliding into a police state at the end of his visit. He joins Fox News with what else he saw over in Hong Kong.
The government there in Hong Kong, which is not elected, by the way, this is a pro-Beijing government, essentially installed by Beijing, continues to suspend the right to protest. They won't grant protest permits. They're using violent tactics, brutal tactics, to disperse the protesters. They won't submit to the right to vote. Hong Kong is becoming a police state, and that's bad news for us because we know what China's capable of. They've been ripping us off our jobs for years.
What can we do about it?
Well, we've got to stand up and keep the pressure up. You know, President Trump having the trade pressure on China has actually helped Hong Kong. It's actually helped keep Beijing in check. We've got to continue to keep pressure up, say, we're not just going to watch Hong Kong get steamrolled, because next it'll be Taiwan, and then it'll be the region. And we know what China wants to ultimately do is shut us out of the region and take away all of our jobs, our ability to trade.
The senator was speaking there on Fox News. Lawyers for longtime President Trump advisor Roger Stone have lost an effort to overturn a gag order on Stone. A federal appeals court rejected Stone's petition, but did not close the door on resurrecting the challenge. Stone is facing criminal charges of witness tampering and lying to Congress.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.